Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. With each passing day, our landscapes grow quieter, a testament to the absence that creeps in where once the murmur of rivers vowed constancy. Fading horizons. Where once rivers ran serves not merely as a title, but as a requiem for our vanquished waterways. It is a narrative that weaves through the parched throats of the earth and the civilizations that once flourished at their banks. Let us take an odyssey through the former veins of our planet, where silence now echoes louder than the waters that once roared. Journey with me to witness where the Tigris and Euphrates once intertwined, cradling Mesopotamia, or where the Nile governed life's rhythm. Now replaced by vanishing trickles amidst an expanding desert scape, consider the modern lore of the Amazon. Once a mighty force in nature's symphony, it clamors weakly against the backdrop of deprivation, its symphony a dissonant whisper. Stories tell of children who have never known the embrace of its cool waters, and of fishermen who wander, casting nets into the air as if to snare an apparition of the past. Now, ponder the Ganges, where the sacred once bathed and life flowed in reverence, a river ensnared by death. Pollution and climate aberrations hold sway, where deities were once credited with the bounty of fertile banks. Across the world, where culture, essence, and survival were meticulously scripted by the hands of our rivers, we see the indelible mark of our own ruin. The loss is not merely of water, but of stories, traditions, and futures. The artist communities around the globe remain undeterred, their creations amidst the ruins standing as solemn tributes to the vitality once shared. Hydrorators, a term of the distressed present, still raid the memories of waters past, seeking the remnants, the hidden pulsing veins that might quench a world's thirst. The liquid gold markets flourishes in the underbelly of society, a dark mirror to our desperate state. The scientific mavericks of our time forge ahead despite the desolation. Their efforts to manufacture rain are akin to the alchemists of old searching for their elusive philosopher's stone. Their success is as fleeting as morning mist. And then there's the silent watch of the one percenters, sipping on their mechanically harvested mists, detached from the plight of the desiccated majority. Yet, in their solace of detachment, lay the irrefutable proof of collective failure. For the rivers did not merely dry, the humanity within us did as well. So, to you, dear reader, who sees in this depiction a warped reflection of the present, know that your kinship with the river might yet be rekindled. But remember, take heed from this cautionary tale, for the horizon fades faster than it seems.